What is the 1888 message? Is it biblical? Appendix B, Chapter 8. Jesus calls leadership of Laodicean church to repentance. Angel of the church equals leadership. Why? Failure to recognize sin of others as our sin, that but for the grace of Christ, our true guilt is that of the world itself. Therefore their sin is our sin corporately. Parallel failure to appreciate dimensions of the righteousness of one. That reverses the corporate condemnation, which came upon all men in Adam. The article ho in Greek equals, you, of all the seven in history, are the one wretched. Laodicean pride is failure to appreciate total need of Christ's righteousness, the corporate nature of the justification effected by his sacrifice. Therefore, sincerely unable to feel hunger and thirst for clearer understanding of the gospel of righteousness by faith, Laodicean pride, we have need of nothing. We have received the message for 100 years. Because Jesus knew corporate repentance personally, he had key to unlock hearts. Christ's call to Laodicea is for his people to have same experience he had. The roundup for legalism, it kills it at the root. Two outstanding examples of corporate guilt, crucifixion of Christ. Realization of corporate guilt made outpouring of spirit at Pentecost possible. When Gentiles saw their corporate involvement, although not personally present at Calvary, they likewise received same Holy Spirit. Our rejection, in a great degree, of loud cry and initial showers of latter rain, though we were not present personally. Sins of fathers, always repeated by each succeeding generation unless corporate, national repentance welcomed and experienced. Adequate understanding of and repentance for Calvary is an experience yet future. Over 100 times Ellen White describes our 1888 rejection. Just like the Jews,